FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Right, I'm going to try and get you to say a word to justify me, because everyone told me I was wrong this week when I said a word. So, when you're an alcoholic...
Yes?
You have...
An addiction.
No. What's another word for being an alcoholic? So, if you were a cynic...
Yes?
I'd say that's cynicism.
Yes.
If you're an alcoholic...
It's alcoholism.
Right, yeah, okay, so everyone else was right, yeah.
I might be wrong.
Well, I doubt it, because everyone else said that, because in the pub this week, I was talking about alcoholicism.
Of all places to discuss.
Right, I know,
it,
right?
Yes.
I was talking about alcoholicism, and they went, sorry, what? This is on a stag do, so surrounded by cheeky pants lads.
Yeah.
It's like, alcoholicism, and they went...
Oh, now you know how it feels to be me.
No, well, I had to Google it because I got so much grief over it. Turns out some people use the word alcoholicism, but generally it is alcoholism. And either way you look at it, it's not good.
It's not good.
It's not really appropriate for radio content, Bill. Anyway, is there anyone friendlier Dundee Irish?
Oh, my goodness. So, Marv, just to say...
Yeah?
This show so far has been very, very... How can I put it? Radio X-y.
Has it?
Yeah. We've discussed, you know, alcoholism, racism, and now we've actually dipped our toe properly into racism.
If anything, we discussed alcoholicism and racism.
So the Irish are very friendly, man.
They're genuinely a friendly bunch. I know the thing is, with the stereotypes there, and people talk about the things, right? But I went there, and it was great. And this is a compliment to you, because you're part Irish.
I am part Irish, yes.
And you wouldn't think it, because you're generally grumpy towards everyone. But when we were in a little Irish pub, Ben, over the weekend, people that I didn't know just came up and spoke to me and said, hello, what are you doing here? So I thought they were attacking me. Turns out, just making friendly conversation.
Well, they've probably never seen anything like you before.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, they probably thought you were that guy from the one Johnny Coltrane played in Harry Potter. Hagrid.
Johnny Coltrane?
What, Robbie Coltrane.
Who the hell is Johnny Coltrane?
He's a good blues musician, isn't he?
Right, yeah.
It's not bad. Northern Ireland, my family's originally from, so that's why.
Oh, that's the different accent.
That's
the
church. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Right. Let's find out what's on offer in the Shindig Prize Gallery today, shall we? One, a four-pack of Castlemaine 4X. In two, a horse the size of Inspector Morse. In three, a day trip to Camelot. In four, hope for the future. In five, a baby dolphin. In six, I see your true colours shining through. In seven, Goldie Hawn. A bully special prize, a family weekend to Prestatyn Ponting.
Oh my God, yay!
So, what's next? How far would you be willing to go?
For?
Whatever.
Well, it depends.
Well, because people always say it, isn't it? You know, it's like one of those lines in a movie. How far would he be willing to go?
At this time of night, as far as I'm willing to go is to the door to... No, I'm willing to go to the living room just to stretch my legs.
That's it?
Yes.
Well, all right, let's extend
it. In an hour and a half's time when I'm going home, I'm willing to go as far as my home.
Right, okay.
No further.
What if the world is coming to an end right now?
Buxton.
Springsteen, Forsyth or Willis? Who's the better Bruce?
Willis.
A political question for you. Is ISIS the highest crisis?
It depends on the... No. I don't think they call that anymore.
What do they call now?
Daesh?
Well, that doesn't work with my rhyming system.
No, exactly.
Right now, Ben, last week, of course, listeners were furious because CSI was off the air for another week.
Were they furious?
Well, people have been on tenterhooks because trying to figure out what's going on, you know? So I thought...
People or you?
I thought, what would be a good idea, Ben, is if I got the our Shindig consultant, Tom, to go and conduct an interview.
Who's our consultant, Tom? Who's this guy?
Our Shindig consultant, breakfast consultant, Tom. You know, the guy that works in the editing department. You know, he does all our adverts for us and all that
just
kind of stuff.
Just down the hall from HR?
That's the one. Yeah. You know the guy with the little...
I so hate HR, man.
I know you
They're
do.
Just a bunch of box stickers.
I know, mate, but it's all right. Don't focus on that right now. Don't be bitter about anything that's happened in your personal life recently. Anyway,
So what I thought Tom should do, just to go and help people out, is go and get an interview with the...
Who's Tom?
Tom, he should go and get an interview with the producer and director, writer of CSI Shindig.
You.
So that's that's what's happened this week. This is a nice behind-the-scenes look at where CSI Shindig
is. You're not Charlie Brooker. Really, you can't come from. Review a review show.
Here we go. Hi, I'm Marv Willers, director, writer, conceiver, and believer of CSI Shindig. Well, thanks, Tom. It has been a difficult idea to get the networks to buy into, but I think they've really come on board since the early days. The code was originally introduced as a side plot, but it has become increasingly important to most listeners. It represents the main character's intensity and, of course, his relationship with his mother. I'm not answering that, Tom. Would I say that CSI Shindig is a must-listen show? No, I think I'd describe it as, if you don't listen to it, I'll find you and I'll haunt you. Don't be a Tom. Oh, she's great, isn't she? Yeah, she came to us without any acting experience whatsoever, so it's been a great process for both of us. I see a big part for her in the future. Yeah, that's right, big part in my pants. I know it's a joke. Well, of course she wouldn't fit in there. The computer was voiced by me, yeah. I know, right? Yeah. Sounds like Angela Lansbury. Yeah. Well, it was important to find that balance between authoritarian and sexy, like Maggie Smith in Driving Miss Daisy. I can't give too much away, Tom. You know that. I will say this, though. No matter how important something seems in the show, it's probably just a distraction from your actual life, which I'm sure is far more important. The essence of CSI has really been carried into these new radio dramas. It's a lot like having a second child, you know? The familiarity is there, but there's still something new and interesting and new about the new one. Do you know this word, new? Yeah, I just came across it this morning. It's really useful. It's my baby, my new baby. Sure, I mean, it does mean I love the old one a little less. Yeah, sure, but you don't tell it. No. I mean, have you got kids? No? Oh, Tom, you got to get yourself some kids. They're hilarious. What? No. Sure it is. Just get out there, man. Meet a woman, get her in the mood, you know what it's done. Damien Rice and tequila, that's your key. No, thank you, Tom, thank you. You've been fantastic, really. Well, fascinating insight there.
I feel engrossed.
Fascinating.
No. Violated. So.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. So, good job by Tom.
Yeah, good job by Tom.
Well done, Tom.
I should have more lunches with Tom.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more from him in the future.
You know, kind of radio lunches, you know, media lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Tom.
If cucumbers were awarded for bravery, what would you have on a ham sandwich?
I wouldn't have cucumber on a ham sandwich.
What?
You have it on tuna.
What?
You don't have cucumber on a ham sandwich.
What?
You don't?
Ham and cucumber?
No.
It's a ruddy classic.
Never.
It's like egg and cress or cheese and tomato.
No.
What the hell?
Ham goes with salad or cheese.
Salad like cucumber? You stupid idiot.
No.
I am leaving.
Cucumber is very specific, Marv, and you have it on tuna or salmon.
Salmon? It was a salmon and cucumber sandwich. God, since you moved to Didsbury... You've changed so much.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Pun house. Pun house. Yeah. Okay, it's time for Pun House. And last week, we asked you to get in touch with Disney Fizzy Drinks. And again, we said, you know what? Maybe this is a bit difficult because we can't think of any in the studio. And goodness gracious me, have we had some responses. Ben, I think you should probably kick things off this week, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Don't forget, you've only got one round of Mana Mana.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Fantasia.
Yes, good.
7-Up, Cinderstella, Strong Gumbo, Snow White's Lemonade.
Good.
Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah.
The Little Mer Minute Maid.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, we've had a few.
The Little Mer Minute Maid.
Neil Boothman's been in touch on, yes, on the old emails. He's got Pinocchio Whole Garden, Herbie Goes Banana Flavoured Beer, and The Lion King Fisher. Which I think we can all agree is pretty rubbish. So
I like The Lion King Fisher. Oh, and what have we got from Twitter world?
Well, I'm trying to get on the Twitter page. Can you pause the music? Because I feel this is unfair.
All right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just go to my list.
Okay.
Fantaladdin. Fantasia, also. Kung Fu Panda Pops.
That's DreamWorks.
Oh, right, good. Mary Poppins. Pop Eye. This just doesn't really work. Tango and Goofy. Tangoofy doesn't really work. Pluto's Aid. Pluto's Aid, good. Picocchio. Cocahontas, which also expands out to Cocafantas. This was my favourite of the week. Dandelion King and Bird Donald Duck. That was the best
That's
one that I came up with. Oh, is that? Has he got that one as well? Snow White, she said. Snow White and the 7-Up Dwarves, which of course featured Doc Pepper. Honey, I Blew Up the 7-Up Baby. Sorry, Honey, I Blew 7-Up the Baby. That's better. The Dr. Pied Pepper. Brutie and the Beast. Brutie and the Beast. Smirnoff Ice Age. Nemonade.
Ice Age is DreamWorks.
Ah,
we need to...
No, I got that in brackets. So I was wondering if you'd pick up on it. Nemonade, Coca, Lola and Stitch, or the expansion of that, Roller Cola and Stitch, The Shandy Dog Story, Mountain Dewey, and my favourite two of the week, Ben, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Dumbo. What have you got from Twitter?
Failsworth, Dandelion King and Bird Donald Duck is the one. Diamond White and the Seven Dwarfs. Lemonade and the Tramp.
Lemonade and the Tramp, that's a good one.
Mary Poppins, which you had. Honey, I Drank the Kids. We've had a few from the show with no name as well, which I'm trying to scroll up to now. They've got Jungle Book's Fizz, which is good,
good,
I think.
Jungle Book's Fizz.
Shandy and the Tramp, Fantizer, and Bambi Sham.
Good.
And also, Jew on Twitter who said Sanderilla, which...
I think that's Sarsaparilla and Cinderella. Mm. I think that's what he's done there.
So we've got a few favourites there.
Well, there's some excellent ones this week. Well done, everyone. That was Disney fizzy drinks. I mean, Disney there have got a whole load of ideas if they want to release some fizzy drinks.
I reckon from Failsworth, the best one it was Dandelion King and Bird Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Books, Jungle Books Fizz from Show With No Name.
Yeah, those are both very strong. I think my favourite one from my list was Pirates of the Caribbean.
I liked The Little Mer Minute Maid.
Of course you did. I think we should give it to the online team this week. Let's give it to those two. Read them again.
Which one?
Dandelion King and Bird Donald Duck and the Show With No Name one.
So we've got Jungle Books Fizz.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Show With No Name.
Yeah.
And Failsworth, surely you meant Dandelion King and Bird Donald Duck.
There you go. Lovely. Well done, everyone. For next week, please, I want you to get in touch with your puns based around... tools and fast food, such as the Big Mac saw and pizza nuts and bolts. Tools and fast food, please, next week, ladies and gentlemen. Fast food and tools. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could actually chuck wood?
Oh, loads.
How much?
It's about 2 tons.
How much time are you talking about there?
What? If he had the ability to just keep going?
Yeah.
Let's
say in a day, how much woodchuck could a woodchuck actually chuck? If, of course, a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Yeah.
Which it can't.
I thought it could.
No. That's the whole point of the phrase.
What a wood...
Otherwise, it'd be like, how much seed can a bird eat if a bird... Oh, wait, a bird can eat seed.
Yeah.
That's not the point, is it? A woodchuck can't chuck wood. Therefore, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck would chuck wood?
Well, none then.
You're saying none?
Yeah.
But the question is, Ben, how much would it if it could?
Well, none, because he wouldn't be bothered, would he?
So that,
or her.
Thank you. So you're saying that regardless of the fact that the woodchuck can't chuck wood,
yeah,
even if the woodchuck could chuck wood, it wouldn't because it can't be bothered.
Yeah, exactly. It's like It's like what would I do if I could play for Liverpool? Well, I wouldn't.
I know, but I feel like you're kind of... I mean, you can play football.
Yeah.
A woodchuck can't chuck any wood at all.
Oh. Well, badminton then for Liverpool. Do Liverpool have a badminton team?
I don't feel like you're giving this enough. Like, if you could, you know, stare at someone and cure cancer.
Yes.
Right?
I probably would.
So how much would you do that?
Well, loads.
So, if a woodchuck could chuck wood...
But it's about chucking wood.
Right? But it's something that it can't do at all, Ben. It's not like it tries to do it on a Sunday league.
Yeah.
Right? And then doesn't do it the rest of the time.
Why would he be chucking wood on Sundays?
Hey?
Why would
he could chuck... He can't... Oh. Anyway, there's an article that's been written about it.
What?
According to a Wall Street Journal article...
Wall Street Journal?
New York State Wildlife...
Oh, my... Shouldn't they be investigating fraud on a big, massive city scale?
Yeah, probably. New York State wildlife expert Richard Thomas found that a woodchuck could chuck around 35 cubic feet of dirt in the course of digging a burrow. Now, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, he would chuck an amount equal to 700 pounds, Richard estimates. Due to the average size of a woodchuck and the general density of wood, not including cork, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, it would probably get through about 6.573 pounds per day, assuming the woodchuck is functioning correctly.
You're listening to the Shindy Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio.